From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French media report the data recorded found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet in the Sinai show a bomb brought down the plane last week, killing all 224 on board. French news agency source says, according to investigators, the so-called black boxes show everything was normal aboard the Russian Metro jet. Then 24 minutes into the flight, suddenly there was nothing, with one of the boxes registering a loud sound and a violent sudden end, strongly indicating that a bomb went off. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for blowing up the plane, but have not given any proof. The U.S. moved on Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East, where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States. Comes as investigators continue to probe that bombing of the Russian jetliner in the Sinai. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson made the announcement. Later, White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the security plan.
This is just a prudent response and the exercise of an abundance of caution based on information that has been learned about this possible terrorist attack in the Sinai Peninsula. And so this is just a series of steps that the Secretary of Homeland Security believes should be taken out of an abundance of caution based on what we know about what might have happened aboard that Metro jet flight 9268.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the expanded security procedures will take place at fewer than 10 airports in the region where the Russian jetliner was downed a week ago. This is VOA News.